Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this dark, forsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about being here with you, and it's just you and me. For the time being, we're going to talk about Bitcoin, or I should say cryptocurrency. I promise you we were going to talk about that, and so that's what we're going to talk about. Cryptocurrency. What do you know about cryptocurrency? Well, you probably know that it's been in the news. You probably know that you don't know much about it. It's probably a very confusing topic for you because it's not something that's not like e-money. It's not like the electronic money in your account. You know, you've got money in the bank, but you don't really hold it, right? The bank keeps it, and you make it, and it gets deposited directly, and you spend it, and you never see the money, right? That's virtual money. Fiat money that's been converted to virtual through the banking system, through the electronic banking system, right? Of course. And so that's different. That's still fiat money in another variation. It's virtual money. But cryptocurrency is a currency that has not been created by any government. It is not a fiat money of any kind. It's something that someone has said is worth something, and they set about building value into it. One of the ways they did that is by limiting the numbers. Did you know that Bitcoin has a finite number? There can only be so many million of them. Well, all of them haven't been distributed yet, as far as I know. Once they're all distributed, and there can be no more, at least of Bitcoin, there have to be another variation out, then that potentially that currency could be worth a lot more. I mean, what if there were no, that we never mined any more gold? Or if we never mined any more diamonds, right? Those things, the value of those things would go up. When you have a shortage or something, the value typically goes up. So Bitcoin is stored value, but only in your mind. It's not backed by anything. It's not backed by the full faith and credit of any government. And yet people bought it thinking it would have value. Well, it had two kinds of value. It had the potential value for you to use it to trade, for you to use it to I've got a vacation home for a month, and I'll rent it to you for a month for $10,000, and you offer me Bitcoin in payment. Well, maybe we would do that. I hate to use this example, but whenever the people who take your computers hostage, when you get caught up in a phishing scandal online and they take your computer hostage, they'll require you to, if you want your computer. And so there were transactions taking place across the world where Bitcoin was used in the form of payment between people who had Bitcoin and people who wanted Bitcoin, who were willing to trade in those things. So that's one way. But the other way was as an asset class. Bitcoin has become an asset class, meaning it was like a commodity. It became like a pork belly or like orange juice or steel or copper or aluminum. It became a commodity, right? And the price wound up going almost to $20,000 per coin, which was ridiculous. It was just literally a mania. It was no different from tulipomania 500 years ago, when the Dutch went bonkers over tulips. And of course that collapsed just like Bitcoin collapsed. It's now probably half of what it was 4 months ago, 3 months ago. So Bitcoin as a as an asset class is a tricky thing. Eventually, though, it will probably become an acceptable currency. I don't think it's going to go away. I think we're going to it's going to eventually evolve into something that will hang on, but it's just going to take some time for it to finally settle down and become and grow up. Maybe I should say that. You know, maybe we should say to Bitcoin, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do you want to be an asset class, or do you want to be something with stored value, a carrier of stored value? Which one do you want to be? Maybe a little bit of both. It may be, but it's not going to go away. It's going to be around for a while. But come back. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this and other on these topics, especially I want to talk a little bit more about blockchain. Can't talk too much about this, folks. It's the future.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.